welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name is Michael Burriott, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of See You on Venus. Brand new film, just checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film tells the story of a young girl named Mia who just turned 18 and went on an epic journey to Spain to find her birth mother. She had been living in foster family, didn't know her birth mother, and so she decides to take this trip to find out where her birth mother is and to meet her in person. And she takes a boy named Kyle along with her on this journey, and as they go along, they find out kind of more about themselves as well as them as a couple. And really, that's kind of the premise of the film. I initially saw the trailer several months back, and hearing the premise of the film and seeing the trailer, it got me interested and wanted to see it in theaters. But unfortunately, it never played at a theater near me, and so ended up having to rent it on streaming to check it out. And having seen the film, I have very mixed feelings about it. On the one hand, the things that I liked, I love the cinematography. It's an indie film, but they shot it very well. You really feel like you're traveling through Spain. It really just gives you that sense and vibe of having that kind of a road trip across country in Spain. So really enjoyed that. I really liked the two leads that are playing Mia and Kyle, Virginia Gardner and Alex Iono. I really liked them, and I really liked their chemistry together. So that was some of the things I did like about the film. But what I didn't like about the film, and I feel like is kind of what really makes me have mixed feelings about it, is not the premise of the film itself. The premise of the film, I think, is good. It's solid. I feel like it's all the secondary stuff that's tied along with it. There's the story of kind of why Kyle is brought on the trip, the circumstances around Mia, and what all she's dealing with on this trip. And it just feels like there's so much of the secondary stuff that kind of weighs down the actual main storyline, that I feel like that if it had been written just a little bit tighter with the story, I feel like that it could have been a better film. Because it, all the secondary stuff, it almost just kind of weighs it down. Like I said, it brings so much baggage to it that it really almost feels at times like it just drags the story to a halt almost. And where if it had been like maybe one of those things or two of those things, it would be fine. But the fact that it almost seems like at points it just continues to pile on the drama, so to speak. It just kind of weighs it down to the point that it almost just feels like a crawl with the story. And with something like this, it just feels like you really need to keep it a little bit lighter. It doesn't mean you can't have serious moments and tone and stuff. And I think the best stories can have that balance. But I feel like that this one, it almost feels like it just gets super dramatic, and the levity moments don't hit as well because of it, because it has so much just weight on it. And that, to me, I think really kind of detracts from the story. Because like I said, the premise of the story itself is really, really good. And like I said, the chemistry with the actors, really enjoyed that. But I just feel like that the story almost does them a disservice. I feel like if they had tightened up the script a little bit better, if they had taken just a couple of those really heavy elements out and left maybe one or two, then I think that this would have elevated it up in my in my eyes as being a better film. As it is, it's just okay. It's almost a good thing that I didn't see it in the theater, because I feel like I definitely would have been let down if I'd seen it in the theater. But as it is, just seeing it on rental, I feel like that's kind of the level of where this film is. Is if you go check this film out, yeah, catch it on streaming, catch it on rental, it's perfectly fine. Because like I said, it's an okay film. It's definitely not a film like Press Play, which I love that film. And that, if you can check out my review in the archives on it, that to me was what I wished this film was. And I feel like this one just, like I said, it just kind of missed the mark with me. But it's an hour and a half, and I don't feel like I wasted my time with this film, but I feel like there could have been more with it. I think it could have been a more solid film. Like I said, just tighten up a few things, lighten the load a little bit, and I think you would have had a really great film. But as it is, it's okay. And like I said, if you want to check it out for yourself and let me know your thoughts on it, you can rent it in all the places that you can rent streaming videos, whether it's Prime Video or Vudu or iTunes. You can check it out for yourself, and you can let me know what you think, because I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @ScreenNerdsPod and share your thoughts there. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads just by searching out Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button. And if you would, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on wherever it is that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, please rate and review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. It would really appreciate it and really helps get the word out. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.